Then you come to public relations director for Tulsa Tech. Mm-hmm. You did that for 10 years, mm-hmm. enjoyed it, and got to write, and then you ended up as a board member of Tulsa Tech. Did that come right after your tenure?
No. After I'd been out there 10 years and thought I'd be there the rest of my life, someone called and asked me to run for the legislature because this someone moved out of the district and was going to run for Senate, and did, and won. And I said, for heaven's sakes, just like I said about the television, you got to be kidding. Why would I do that? I had no political interest, and I told you before we started this, I think, that I had a mixed marriage. I was in one party, and I slept with a man who was very devoted to the other party. So I thought, oh, gee, yeah, sure. It had never occurred to me to get into politics, but I was asked to file, and I thought, well, I've been here 10 years. That might be fun, because even though I'm a stick in the mud about housing and staying in the same place, never moving away from Tulsa, I had opportunities, but I'm not liberated enough to go home and say, Bill Boyd, we're moving. I have a job in wherever.
Because you were asked, no doubt, in television to go to bigger markets.
Yes, but I was not going to do that.
Chicago.
Bill had, by that time, Bill owned his own business here in Tulsa. People say, well, aren't you a liberated woman? Well, I don't know. I work, and I've always worked all my life, but so did all my women that I grew up with worked. They had to. We had no husband around or no grandpa around to work and make money. These women had to work, so I thought all women worked. I knew all women didn't go into politics because there were only 7 of us in the House out of 101 when I first got elected to the House. But I truly enjoyed legislative work. I don't miss the legislature. I wouldn't want to be in it now. I may give a little political speech here, but I don't like term limits. I think it's a bad deal because you're in the process of learning all the time you're there, and you're not there long enough to really have learned that much. But I really miss legislative work. I love policymaking. So when I was not in the legislature anymore, Bill, my hubby, had this board seat at Tulsa Technology Center. And when he got so ill in 2000, he resigned his board seat. Then he passed away in March of 2000, and I was still in the legislature. He was replaced by Layman Jones, who had the seat before but had to retire because of health, but he had gotten well. So he was replaced by Layman Jones, who then had to retire because he got sick again. Not of the board. He had heart trouble. So I applied to replace him. I didn't have to run then because the term was more than half done. The law says that if the term is more than half done, you are appointed by the sitting board to replace him, but you have to run then the next election, which I did, and won that seat. And I'm policy making again. So I'm still doing pretty much what I did in the legislature, just from the other end of it. Now I'm asking for help from the legislature on things, or less help from them on things.
So here we are, 2009. You're still serving nearly 10 years, isn't it?
They have long, long board terms set in our Constitution, incidentally.
And so it's 5 years?
No, it's 7.
7.
Frankly, I think that's too long to ask anybody to commit to a job, and I think it's too long to ask the other members to put up with them for 7 years. But that's what it is. It's 7 years. My term will be up in 2011.
You came out of House District number
23.
23. Mm-hmm.